Israel says it will continue to build its controversial security barrier despite an overwhelming vote in the UN General Assembly condemning the project and demanding that Israel halt construction and dismantle parts of the wall already built in Palestinian areas. Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert dismissed the UN majority vote and described the world body as routinely hostile towards Israel. Mr. Olmert told Israel Radio the government will press ahead with the security barrier. Israel says the barrier, or fence as it's often called here, is necessary to keep out potential Palestinian terrorists and to protect Israeli lives. According to opinion polls, most Israelis support building a barrier, as do most political figures from both the political left and right. The barrier is part electronic fence topped with razor wire and part concrete wall interspersed with watchtowers. Construction began over a year ago, and the barrier was to be built more or less along the so-called Green Line, the old Israel-Jordan border which divides Israel from the territories of the West Bank. But the barrier reaches far into Palestinian land in some areas to encompass Jewish settlements. It often cuts off Palestinian villages from each other, Palestinian farmers from their fields, and children from their schools. While Israelis just call it the fence, Palestinians mostly refer to it as the apartheid or Berlin Wall. They say it's just the latest Israeli land grab and an attempt to establish facts on the ground that will have to be negotiated in the future and might not be easily undone. In an Israeli newspaper interview last week, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon repeated his determination to press ahead with the security barrier, to block out militants, and also to prevent a continued influx of Palestinians who, he said, are moving into Arab towns in Israel. The Prime Minister repeated those views in a speech to Parliament on Monday. The United States has been critical of the route of the security barrier, but the U.S. ambassador voted against the General Assembly resolution condemning the barrier. The Palestinian Authority hailed the UN vote, and Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat said it was morally just. He also said Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Olmert's pledge to ignore the resolution shows that Israel gives little importance to international legitimacy. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.